Berlin looks to evacuate passport German Palestinians from Gaza, report. By Kurt Sindelka on May 23, 2025. Berlin is reportedly conducting a clandestine operation to remove dozens of Palestinians with German citizenship from the Gaza Strip and bring them to Germany. The news magazine Focus reported that the German Foreign Office is attempting a secret rescue operation in the war zone to evacuate up to 80 people from Gaza, citing intelligence sources familiar with the matter. Evacuation efforts are said to be focusing on bringing so-called passport German Palestinians and their family members to Germany. According to the paper, the Palestinians had obtained their citizenship in Germany through marriage, residency, or being born to migrant parents. Questions were reportedly raised about the safety of such a move, given the possibility of the men from Gaza falling to one of the various Arabic gang clans operating in Berlin. However, the Foreign Office has claimed that it has legal obligations to help evacuate people with German citizenship from international emergencies. The mission is also reportedly also set to help British and French citizens leave the war-torn region. The alleged secret mission comes amid a push from Chancellor Friedrich Merz's recently installed government to appear tough on border control, given the rising support for the anti-mass migration alternative for Germany, AfD, party. Over the past week, Germany has once again been rocked by multiple stabbings at the alleged hands of migrants in the country. This included a suspected terror attack in Bielefeld, North Rhine-Westphalia, on Sunday. 35-year-old Syrian migrant asylum seeker Mahmoud Mhimd was arrested on Monday, with authorities reportedly finding links to radical Islam. Following the attack, which saw 5 people injured and 4 seriously so, police obtained the suspect's backpack, which contained multiple knives and a canister of liquid that smelled of gasoline. Meanwhile, it was revealed this week that the Afghan asylum seeker, who went on a stabbing spree in January in the German town of Aschaffenburg that left a 2-year-old child dead, will not face any prison time. According to Bild, a legal expert told local prosecutors that he was mentally ill during the time of the attack and thus cannot be guilty of the heinous crime. He will therefore be sent to a mental institution rather than prison. Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow @KurtSindelka or email to sindelka@breitbart.com.